The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in studio. You know, you've had a problem, you've tried, you've applied, you've done all kinds of things that may or may not work. Well, this is an opportunity. This is your ability to ask questions, find out what you can do about anything that has been amiss for you. So pay attention, and we have a very special program for you today, one that I'm excited about because it adds a bigger dimension to what we do at the Rozelle Center for Healing. And what I'm talking about are two things. One is the introduction to a brand new practitioner. Well, not totally brand new. He's been with us for about 7 months now. But also a topic that many of you have a lot of questions about. So without further ado, I'll introduce the magical man behind all this. It's Dr. Qinglong Zhang, and I affectionately call him the Green Tiger because that's what or the Green Dragon because that's what his first name means, Qinglong. Anyway, Dr. Zhang, I'm obviously playing with you and teasing you a little bit, but welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dr. Tom Rozelle. Good morning, everyone. I'm Dr. Qinglong Zhang. I come from Shanghai, China. And I was a doctor before I came to U.S. For 3 years, so oriental medicine doctor. And before I come to be a doctor, I have my master's degree and a bachelor's degree for Chinese medicine, acupuncture, Mark Sebastian. However, after 11 years studying and practice in China, something is not enough. I want to get another way, another natural way to analyze body, to understand the body and give a patient better treatment. I found that chiropractic is the best way to, I want to learn. Then about 4 years ago, I went to Diamond Port, Iowa. There, go to Palmer College Chiropractic and start my new adventure for studying chiropractic. I love it. I want to do both of them to give my patient better treatment.
My guest in studio, your host this coming Wednesday evening, February the 7th, at the Rozelle Center for Healing, is Dr. Qinglong Zhang, an amazing practitioner, both a traditional Chinese medical practitioner and a chiropractor, and one who's in our practice, and obviously you know our specialties in applied kinesiology. Dr. Zhang brings a tremendous amount of input and intellectual capacity and experience to what we do in our practice. It's something that blends with our practice perfectly and hopefully will give you an insight to the things that have been bugging you or going bump in the night, if you will, and being able to handle that. This Wednesday evening, the 7th of February, he's going to be doing a presentation, and it's combining Eastern and Western medicine. So you know how both of these things overlap. You know, and when we talk about Eastern medicine, and I'm going to let Dr. Zhang explain it to you and what that really means, but Western medicine, you know, the natural portions of Western medicine. And we're not talking about drugs and surgery here. We're talking about the things that we do with, you know, nutritional patterns and reflexes and manipulation and energetic pathways and so forth. So this is a perfect blend. Dr. Zhang, yep. This Wednesday evening you're going to get into the topic combining Eastern and Western medicine. So for our listeners today, tell us a little bit about the differences between, better yet, tell us about Eastern medicine. What is this broad scope of Eastern medicine so our listeners can understand it?
Okay, so for Eastern medicine, it's totally different the theory, the foundation. So Eastern medicine, which is traditional Chinese medicine, is based on Chinese philosophy. So Chinese is very, very good observer before, just like we talked about each other before. So they observe from the environment, from the five elements, from yin and yang. Then they use this theory and to analyze the body. Then we base down the patient, the environment, internal and external.
So I'm going to interrupt you just for a second because you're using some terms that many of our listeners are totally unfamiliar with. And just not, they're right on, but I want them to understand. You talk about the philosophy of five elements. Mm-hmm. And what that simply means is that in Eastern medicine, they look at conditions based on things that are natural to the environment, things like fire and wind, things like earth, things like metal, things like water. And these mean different things. We've talked about that. There's different philosophies. In Indian acupuncture, for example, there's three elements that they use as compared to the five elements in Chinese medicine. So, and when we talk about yin and yang, basically that's balance of things. There's positive, there's negative. There's night, there's day. There's man, there's woman. There's hot, there's cold. Yep. So these are the terminology. I just want to clear that up. Yep. And so our listeners, because we're Western. And we have to make sure that they understand the Eastern. Go ahead, please. I'm sorry.
Oh, yes. Okay. So Eastern medicine and Western medicine is focused on more the diagnosing and treat disease based on patient symptoms. However, the Eastern medicine, traditional Chinese medicine, not only focus on symptoms, they try to find a way why they cause the symptoms. They try to find the cause. I could give you an example. It's a very easy example. For example, diabetes. Okay, if you go to the Western medicine doctor, they will give you some medication or insulin to reduce down the sugar, blood sugar. However, do you want to take insulin forever? No, nobody wants to do that. However, the traditional Chinese medicine think about what's wrong with diabetic people because their pancreas, spleen, its function is very down. It's down. It's not completely functional. So then from Eastern medicine standpoint, we can use some acupuncture, we can use some herb to support your spleen function, then let your spleen function very well, and then you can digest their, absorb their sugar very well, then you don't have any blood sugar high issue.
You know, in diabetic patterns, as we know, there's multiple types of diabetes. You have type 1, which is usually a genetic predisposition, and we see it in children early on. Mm-hmm. The triggering mechanism, all of a sudden they become diabetic, sometimes when they're infants. As we get older, there's this, we used to call it adult onset diabetes, but now we just call it insulin resistance. It's a type 2 diabetes. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, we're seeing much more of that. And, mm-hmm. and it's no longer an adult problem. It's one that, as you're saying, there's a reason for it. There's something that's occurred within the process to make that happen. So, for our patients to understand that, the difference of Western medicine, they're going to go after to drop the blood sugar down without understanding why the blood sugar is right. High to begin with. And in Eastern medicine, we want to know why.
Yeah.
We want to be able to fix the why. We fix the why, we fix the blood sugar.
Right. That's what we want to do.
So give us a couple more examples, you know, of that type of relationship. You know, diabetes is one. How would you look at other problems? Maybe the heart.
For heart. Okay, if a patient has a sleep issue, right? He cannot sleep very well. He wake up very easily. And even though he sleep very well, but cannot sleep deep. From Eastern medicine, possibly they will give a lot of the medicine to calm down the patient, to give a patient that more relaxed things. However, it's only the same thing. They only resolve their symptoms. From Eastern medicine, traditional Chinese medicine, this is because of heart. Your heart sometimes to flare up, have too much or do less heart qi. The heart cannot support you, cannot let your qi flow very well in your body, and then disturb you always. Then you cannot sleep very well. Just like what we talk about, there are five elements, heart related to fire. If you think about that way, if you have a fire in your body, in your house, you never get a very good sleep. The same thing with your sleep issue. If your heart, fire in your body still there, is doing enough fire or to have a lot of fire, you cannot sleep very well. You should release the fire and also sometimes tonify the fire to leave the fire, keep it warmer. Sometimes you lose the fire, it's so cold, you cannot sleep very well, stay at home.
See,
right?
That's a concept that as an American or Western culture that we don't understand, because this is a concept that's learned from the time you're very young in Asia. You know, the two times I've been in China and I've studied there, you know, it's a completely different world. But the beauty of it is that it answers that question, why things are happening. When somebody can't sleep, and we're talking about the heart, and the heart is too energetic. It's too on fire. But it can come from an emotional problem.
Yep.
It can come from a biochemical problem, too much exposure. So the heart's overwhelmed by the liver, if you will. You know, there's a lot of toxin that builds up in that system.
Yep.
So we're looking for why things happen. And then the energy in many situations becomes, you'll call it in your medicine, you'll call it stagnant. It doesn't move.
Yep.
And it accumulates in the heart, accumulates in one channel. Mm-hmm. So then you got to move it.
Yep.
You have to move it to a different place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the beauty comes in. So let's talk a little bit more about, you know, with the Eastern medicine, you have herbs and you have acupuncture and you have also modes of manipulation. You have something called Tui-Nai. And let's talk about that. What is Tui-Nai?
So speaking of this question, it's a very, very interesting question. This is why I want to learn chiropractic too. Because Tui-Nai, as we call it, Chinese manipulation, Tui-Nai is more focused on your, this Tui-Nai kind of like the Chinese adjustment. Tui-Nai more focused on the soft tissue. Remember we talk about the yin and the yang, right? The soft tissue and the bone, we also, bone is the yin and the soft tissue is yang. So you should balance these two things. However, Tui-Nai is very, very good at for release the muscle, release the soft tissue, follow the channel. It's not following the muscle fiber, follow the tissue, the fascia, the direction, but it follow channel. But it still can do a lot of work to make the soft tissue move very well because the whole channel moves from the muscle, from the soft tissue, then we work on the soft tissue. However, we don't do good work for just the bone, adjust the vertebra, adjust the spine. This is why I want to combine these two together to give the patient as a treatment.
You know, just again for clarification, as you're talking about yin and yang, and you say the bone is yin and the muscle tissue is yang, for our listeners, I want them to think about it this way. Yin is inside, yang is outside. And so one is, you can even think of it this way, one is more dense, one is more expansive.
Yep.
And so when you start hearing the terms yin and yang, don't get mysticized that it's this foreign concept. It really is very straightforward in its application when you consider what they are. Everything is in balance. A woman is yin, a man is yang. You know, the night is yin, the daytime is yang. So think of things that are vibrant and expressive or, you know, more explosive, if you will. Those are yang elements. The things that are more contained, they're quieter, they're slower, if you will, those are yin patterns. And,
right.
You know, so from something that's dense to something that's more fluid and expansive. So that's how you talk about it. My guest in studio, Dr. Qinglong Zhang, and we are one lucky practice to have this man with us because he brings a tremendous amount of experience from Asia, combining it with Western medicine. And you have an opportunity this Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. at the Results Center for Healing, and Dr. Zhang is going to talk about Eastern and Western medicine combination, the differences between them, but also the applications and why combining the two can be so effective. We have a department that is based on those combinations, and I think this is an opportunity. Give our office a call, 703-698-7117, and register, or simply go online at rosellcare.com. That's rosellecare.com, rosellcare.com. Scroll about a quarter of the way down, you'll see the advertisement for it, and it's going to say register here or register now. Push the button, and remember, these in-house continuing education programs that we do on an ongoing basis are a gift to you, the community. We do them because we want to educate you. We want you to know what you can do to help yourself. But even though that they're free, they're a gift to you, we only have so much capacity. So, you know, once it's gone, it's gone. We're coming up to a break. You know, that time when we have to pay attention to those that bring you Dr. Tom Rizal live. So don't go away. Dr. Qinglong will be right back with us.
Dr. Tom Rizal Live continues now on WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rizal here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live in studio today. I have the pleasure of introducing someone to you that has joined our practice about 7 months ago and adds a greater dimension, probably not a greater dimension, but a greater understanding of the work that we do at the Rizal Center for Healing. My guest in studio, which will be your host and your presenter this Wednesday evening at the Rizal Center for Healing, Dr. Qinglong Zhang. Dr. Zhang, again, welcome to the program. I know this is your first time with me.
And thank you, Dr. Tom Rozelle.
I'm going to make sure that it's not the last, because we have way too much fun with you both here at the studio and also at practice. The program that you're going to be doing on Wednesday evening is we're going to be talking about Eastern and Western medicine. We're going to be talking about how to combine them properly to give the patient the greatest capacity for healing. And in applied kinesiology, we do that. We've always used acupuncture, nutrition, and so forth. But what we're going to be talking about is the intimacy, is the why behind it. As you said in the first half of the program, you know, the differences between Eastern and Western medicine are simply this. Western medicine handles the symptoms, the headache, the diabetic problem, the heart disease,
the pain syndrome,
and they want to put the fire out.
Yep.
But in Eastern medicine, we want to cure the patient. To do that, we have to find out why the problem exists and then go after the why.
Yep.
If you don't go after the why, you have nothing.
Yep.
So let's talk a little bit about your background, and then, you know, we have a few minutes to do that, and then we'll get into the second half of the program. Tell us about, you know, how you started this, you know, your family background and how you got into it and your education in Shanghai. And then, you know, that's fascinating to me.
Yeah, actually, I'm the only widow in my family. Why say it that way? My father is a medical doctor in China. My older brother is a medical doctor too. And my sister-in-law. They're all medical doctors.
Traditional physicians.
Western medicine
Western
doctor.
Medicine.
Total Western medicine doctor.
So you're the odd one.
Yes, very odd one for my older brother. We always fight each other on the phone and said, okay, you live where, are you where? So we just talk about this kind of philosophy. And also now, fortunately, I already convinced my father to trust me to know what I'm doing now. Why I want to do this? Because when I was very young, I always grew up with pills. I got a fever, the pills, I got the cough pills, all the pills. And when I was in high school, that time, you know, in China it's a little bit different with the other country. They start to talk about the Chinese medicine. Okay. The Western medicine just go to China about 30, 40 years ago. So that time also just started everything. Oh my God, it's so quick, it's so fast. However, some people have noticed that, okay, it's fast. However, they cannot get their root. They go only in the superficial, cannot go deeper. And then there's one day I saw an article when I was in high school. So said, okay, talk about the side effects of Western medicine. What is wrong, you guys? You guys all go to the Western medicine. Nobody to care about the Eastern medicine now. They talk about a lot of side effects because of pills, because of medication, because of surgery. And a lot of people get their liver failure or liver damage, and also have a lot of kidney damage too. Now I'm thinking about probably I want to use another way to treat a patient. I want to care a patient. As my father told me, you should care people. Whatever you want to do, whatever their profession. I said, okay. So I talked to my father. I said, okay, I want to go to the traditional Chinese medicine school to learn more about traditional Chinese medicine. I know there's less side effects and also more natural way. Even though we use herb from nature. Actually, herb is a food. About 1,000 years ago.
Then Chinese
people just use the herb to treat the people, to the food to treat the people. Why? Everybody know why. When we know the why the first time, it is the herb. It's not the food. But later on, it's very nice, you know.
You know, it's interesting. You know, I've been in China twice and studied in Beijing and both in Shanghai and did grand rounds at the hospitals in Shanghai, learning the combination of Eastern and Western medicine. So here you come from China, born in China. You're from Shanghai. And you have a family that is Western medicine.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was my disappointment when I was there, because I went to China to study energetic medicine and acupuncture and the ancient arts, you know, that have been there forever. And I went to these clinics and I got everything that I wanted. But what I noticed when I was there was this Western medicine had gotten such a strong foothold in China.
Yep.
The drug companies were there.
Yep.
The money that they were spending, and they were slowly making Eastern medicine a second choice and not a first. We're coming up to a break, and we're going to get into this a little bit more. It's impressive to me that you come from a family that you were surrounded with medical people, you know, your father, your brother, and so forth, and yet you saw the light, so to speak, and you were able to change it. My guest in studio, Dr. Qinglong Zhang, an amazing practitioner, chiropractor, and acupuncturist. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
This is Dr. Tom Rozell Live on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live in a very, very special show that we have for you today. Why? Because we have a difference. Not only do we have somebody that's new to Dr. Tom Rozell Live, that's going to be your host and your presenter this Wednesday evening, but also someone who combines, in my opinion, and the opinion of many, the best of what healing is all about. Eastern and Western medicine and the philosophical overlays that are there. Dr. Qinglong Zhang is my guest in studio today. He's one of our practitioners, been with the Rozell Center for about 7 months now. Brings a dimension to our practice that you know, we have philosophically presented, but here imbued in one human being is an amazement to me, and he's just magical. This Wednesday evening at 7 p.m., you have the opportunity to listen to this doctor and to really understand how Eastern and Western medicine should be combined, not only philosophically, but in application. So we encourage you to register today. You can call the office at 703-698-7117 or simply go online at rozellcare.com. That's rozellecare.com. Scroll down just a bit and you're going to see the ad that we have on the website, and it says register here, register now, push the button. And this Wednesday, the 7th of February at 7 p.m. at the Rozell Center, and, you know, the weather should be fine. There shouldn't be an issue. We'll see you there and be able to shake your hands and, you know, have a little different look at what we do. Again, Dr. Qinglong, welcome to the program again. Again, this is not going to be your only time on this program. You're going to have to sit and talk to me a lot.
Thank you.
But let's get into, you know, the applications. You know, I practice acupuncture and nutrition and herbology and applied kinesiology and so forth. And my interest has always been the beauty, the integration of Eastern medicine. Let's talk about how you approach a condition just a little bit. And I don't want to get in depth in it, but when somebody comes in, you know, to see you, and let's say that they have a chronic pain pattern, mm-hmm. because so many people suffer from pain.
Mm-hmm.
How do you look at it from your knowledge base, from the things that you understand philosophically? Obviously, you go to a traditional Western doctor. In your family, we talked about,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Your father and your brother are Western-trained medical doctors. And, you know, you fly in deference, in opposition to that. So how do you look at this pain patient? Because they're going to give them a drug.
Yeah.
You know, they're going
to... Actually, it's interesting. This is my first question to ask my father when I want to decide to go to the Chinese medicine area. I said, okay, Dad, if the patient have pain, you always give their painkiller for the patient. So, okay, the pain, the head, you have the pain in their arm, or painkiller. You have the cyst, you have their tumor to cut off. Do you know why the patient have pain? If you have the painkiller, come, let's go, but how about the patient come have pain later on, but after 1 week or 2 weeks? You still give the patient painkiller. It didn't solve the problem. Also, my father said, no, this is the only way we can get a patient better. I said, no, you didn't get the patient better. You get a patient worse. And the pain, just for penicillin. In World War II, penicillin used a lot because it's very powerful for it to kill the bacteria, kill the virus things. But now nobody uses penicillin. That's because the body already used to it. Right? Same thing with the painkiller.
Yeah, we're developing superbugs.
The first time they give the painkiller for a patient one pill, and one pill doesn't work. And next time, two pills, three pills. Then at the same time, the worst thing is the same time, the patient always get, you have to detox your body. You get liver damage. That's not right. And after I learned the acupuncture, chiropractic, and the Chinese medicine, we have a different theory so know the pain. Why the pain come from? Because we talk about the qi, the blood, your body, right? Qi moving, blood moving your body from Chinese medicine perspective.
When somebody hears the word qi, and I want to interrupt you just a little bit,
oh, yeah.
Because again, we're talking to a Western group of people okay. out there, right? So qi means energy.
Energy.
Okay,
yeah.
So when you hear the word qi, it simply means the body's energy.
Yeah.
And when you say qi and blood, the qi, the energy moves the blood.
Yeah, right.
So if you want to increase the blood circulation, if you want to increase healing, you have to increase the energy. You have
yeah.
to increase qi.
Yeah, right, right. Qi have a lot of the rules. They can heal you, they can push the blood, keep forward. However, if your qi moves smoothly in your body, it's good. Everything is good. You function very well. You have well, you got very good health. However, I was thinking about this question. If your qi is blocked, it's stuck somewhere, then we think there's pain there. This is a pain theory in Chinese medicine perspective. We think, okay, qi stuck, pain.
Pain's there.
Pain's there.
You know, one of the things that I try to tell patients, they come in and, you know, I always look for the cause, always have my entire career.
Right.
And I was educated in acupuncture from the time I was in school and then continued my learning after that. Patient comes in with gout. The big toe's affected. It's throbbing.
Huh.
Now, going to what you just said, so our patients and our listeners understand it. When the big toe throbs, why does gout affect there? When it's a liver problem. The liver is the issue, but the toe's away from the liver.
Yeah.
In acupuncture, the acupuncture channel starts on the big toe.
Yes.
And so when you say qi is stuck, there's no movement. What's happening is the qi is stuck and it's not moving through the meridian. So at the beginning of that channel, all this energy is stuck. And that's why they have the symptom
yep.
of gout.
Yep. Right, totally agree. Yeah, the gut has kidney qi cannot move very well. You should tonify the kidney qi and then move the qi smoothly. Then everything will be fine. For example, I drive 16 cities every morning. If you have stuck in very, very terrible traffic, everybody get a headache. They cannot move well. They feel uncomfortable. The same thing with the body. If your qi stuck somewhere, the body will give you some signs, some symptoms. That symptom, that is what Western medicine, that is what my father did. They only want to go, okay, I have the pain, just a painkiller. No, it doesn't work well at all. So what we do is we just put acupuncture, follow the channel, and move the qi, and move your blood, and then that qi heal you. So I believe that's why I want to learn the natural medicine. I believe body has the ability to help themselves.
Absolutely.
That time, you only lose the ability to help yourself. You just need a help from Earth to let you recover that ability.
Well, you know,
that's
what you told your father, that the more pain pills or more medication that you give somebody, the more they need, but they're actually making the patient much worse. And we're talking about pain, and we have an opioid crisis in this country right
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
And in 2004, years ago, the medical establishment said that the best way to treat chronic pain was the use of opioids. But the problem is that the body becomes accustomed to the opioids, so you begin to use more and more and more and more. And the receptors, means the attachments where all this stuff goes, becomes accustomed to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it has
yep.
to have it. It thinks it's normal.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is the side effects ultimately can cause death.
Okay.
And, you know, so we're going down a dead end street. People are losing their lives simply because, you know, they are trying to put out the fire instead of trying to fix the cause.
Right. Yeah, actually, the American College of Physicians recently updated their guideline. They said, suggesting acupuncture and alternative medicine treatment as a first line approach for the low back pain. Okay. And also another study in the 2016, a study published in the American Journal of Emergency Medicine, they said acupuncture may be even then more effective than a painkiller.
That's incredible. Well, obviously from our experience over the years, it's that way. And you can stimulate acupuncture points many different ways. But the truth of it is, if you can find out what the underlying problem is, I'll give you an example. Last spring, I did a lecture over at the Marriott Hotel in Falls Church. And there was this woman that came in and she was, basically not moving very well. And found out, I'm going to give you the short end of the story, she had been at a Wendy's and an air conditioning unit while she was standing in line fell and hit her straight on top of the head. and she's had multiple surgeries over the years.
Wow.
And this poor woman was in pain, but she couldn't feel anything. If you touched her skin or anything else, she couldn't feel anything. And all I did for her is, because I always demonstrate when I'm lecturing, is I asked her some questions, and I tested a couple things, and I tapped out a couple points, and just with my fingers, and I reset it, and then I went on with my lecture. And then she came up at the end, and she's smiling, and I said, the lecture was that good. She says, no, you don't understand. I'm in pain. And my brain said, oh my God, what did I do? Right? And she says, no, I never feel anything. And I looked at her and I said, we're going to help you. Today, she started treatment. All these months later, this woman now is off of everything.
Yeah,
she has her life back. You know who she is, right?
Yeah, I know who she is.
And she goes out and she's walking miles. She's hiking. She's climbing. She has her life back without drugs.
Yeah.
And because of the work that we do. And we combined manual work with acupuncture, with nutrition, and she now is a brand new woman.
That's awesome. Actually, I saw that patient. The first day I come to this clinic, this patient with the walker, with the things, and the patient is very, very bad in the shape. But I think last Tuesday, I saw this patient smile. I said, where's the walker? I don't use anymore for a long time. I hiking, I walk and jogging. That's good. I said, oh, that's good.
I mean,
first so happy.
It was so bad for her that her daughter was afraid, and she would pass out. She would go into a vertigo pattern, because of this autonomic, reaction that she would have. And her daughter was afraid to have her come to the house to visit her grandchildren because she didn't want her grandchildren to see grandma pass out in front of them. For no reason whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Now she's over at her grandchildren's house every week and she's enjoying her life again. This is the magic of the work that you do and that we've incorporated in the practice, you know, forever. This Wednesday evening, Dr. Qinglong Zhang, my guest and my admiration sitting here next to me in studio, will be your host, your presenter at the Rozel Center for Healing in Fairfax, 7 p.m. Love to have you there as our guest. All we want you to do is give us a call at 703-698-7117 or simply go online to Rozel Care and make it happen. Say register now. Push the button. And just remember that these classes are a gift to our community and we want you to take advantage of them. We want to educate you. We want to give you the tools. We want to give you an opportunity to change things in your life. Because the truth of it is, wherever you are right now, you can make things a whole lot better than before. We're talking about the differences. Dr. Qinglong is, Wednesday evening is going to talk about the combination, basically, not only the difference between Eastern and Western medicine, but how they work in cooperation. And who better than a doctor here who is a traditional Chinese medical doctor as well as an American chiropractor, and comes from a family whose father and brother are both medical doctors. That's crazy to me. You know, you grew up with the snakes.
Yeah, right.
In my business.
So actually, I never tell patients don't go to see Western doctors. I never tell this patient to the patient. I say, okay, I don't refuse to see Western medicine doctor. I also tell, okay, we should combine this Western and Eastern medicine together. This is what I would want. Why? Because, okay, so we have different theory. We have a different way to see the body. The body is the body. We have same goals. We want to treat the patient. So we'll just use a different way. For example, the Western medicine, we always use their diagnosis too different. They use their x-ray, use blood work. They use a lot of, you know, their physical therapy, this kind of thing. So see the body to the EKG, ECG, MR, MRA to analyze the body. It's good. So for Eastern medicine, we use a lot of pulse, we use the tongue, use the face, say the body shape, so the yin and the yang, which body type you belongs to, five elements. Then we use different. However, this is a weak point of Chinese medicine. They cannot see the body very, very deep. And also Western medicine can see deep, can see more specific. However, the difference, big difference is the treatment. Okay, so this is better than the diagnosis, the Western medicine diagnosis is much better than Chinese medicine. However, the treatment is not that better. So then we should combine.
You know, here I disagree with you. I'm going to stop you right there, okay? Because Western diagnosis is not better than Eastern medicine because I've been exposed to both and I've been trained in both. When you get a hold of somebody's acupuncture pulses on each side, and I do the same thing, And you're getting information that Western medicine can't get. When you look at somebody's eyes, you look at their tongue, you look at their skin, you smell their skin, you're getting things that the body is telling you directly that Western medicine can't do. And I want to follow up on that when we come back. We're going to come up to a short segment, but we have to take a break. This is such a fascinating thing, and I want our guests to join us. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on WMAL.
Welcome back. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, as you do every Sunday at 12 noon. And those of you listening on the Eastern Seaboard, do the math. You know how to get it done. 3 hours difference. Depends on where you are. And we really appreciate those of you who are listening to us on Armed Forces Broadcasting. We appreciate your service. Thank you so very much. And thank you for paying attention. And anything that we can do to help you, we most certainly will make that true for you. My guest in studio, Dr. Qinglong Zhang, a new addition to the Rozelle Center for Healing, not a brand new addition, but somebody that has been with us for about 7 months. The beauty about this man is that he combines Eastern and Western philosophical approaches to healing. He brings a long tradition of Eastern philosophy combined with chiropractic and nutrition and Western procedures, and he's an amazement. I'm relearning many of the things I'd studied years ago because of him. Let's get into a little bit more. Dr. Qinglong, we have a couple minutes before we have to close out the program, but let's pick up on the conversation that we stopped before.
So for just now, I said, okay, so you disagree with me, it's good. Keep going. And what I want to explain is, if you have pathological issue, and then we should diagnose it by lab work, by the EKG, these things. However, for example, let's give me an example. I have a patient. The patient has the tinglings on the both feet and hands. Tinglings cannot feel good, feel cold, feel hot all the time. He went to the neurologist, he went to a lot of medical doctors. Everything shows negative. Everything is so negative. This means there's no pathological finding. Probably you're asking, what is the pathological finding? The pathological finding is you can see something you can see in the lab, a laboratory that can show you in the blood, in the blood work, can show you on the x-ray, can show you on MRR, this kind of thing.
It's the final stage of the disease.
No. So the thing is, he said, no, nothing wrong. I said, she's so upset. She's been in this problem for 10 years and come to see me. I said, okay, ask the history, combine these two Chinese medicine and see the result from the rest of the doctors. And I said, okay, the patient have a lot of emotion issue. A lot. It's 10 years ago and he lost some family member. He divorced and her family, sometimes her children try to suicide, a lot, something happened that year. And after that, he's always has this problem. From Chinese medicine perspective, we talk about this kind of thing is qi stuck, qi sink. Okay, why? Because the qi is moving, right? Just like I talked about, we come back to qi. Qi is moving. If the qi is how the function is healing, the tonify, and then the push the blood going, right? If the qi cannot go to the extremity, cannot tonify extremity, how can you expect you can feel well?
Okay, this is a conversation you're not going to have later on, but the point of it is we're coming up to the end of the show. And here's the situation. Dr. Qinglong is going to be going over this intimately this Wednesday evening, the 7th, 7 p.m. at the Rozelle Center for Healing. Register, be there with us, because you're going to learn so much. So I'm going to ask you one question very quickly. We've got about 10 seconds.
Yep.
When you palpate pulses, you look at a patient, even though that you don't know there's a tumor, can you often tell that there's something wrong, that there's a problem that you got to do more with?
The answer is for sure.
Exactly. Okay, so that's all I'm saying. We'll see you next week. Love you all. Bye.